ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the Scare Blast podcast. And now here's your host, Lisa Burton.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Scare Blast podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Burton, and today I am joined by comedian, recently moved to New York from Chicago, Mr. Jared Jeffries.
Hello.
We watched the movie The Wicker Man, made in 1973.
Very well-regarded British film. Yeah. A lot of people say maybe the best British horror movie of all time.
Yeah, totally.
To give you a
rundown of what this movie is about, it is a British officer, a police officer, who goes out to this island because he's gotten a phone call from a girl's mother saying that she's gone missing, or at least that was. I wasn't actually.
I thought
clear.
It was a letter. Was it
a letter? Yeah, a letter. I think a letter. But the beginning of this movie I thought was pretty intriguing when he first arrives at the island and immediately is met with, like, men that are telling him they have never seen this girl in their lives on an island where everyone should know
everyone. They won't help him with a dinghy to get to the islands. It's private property and they...
Yeah,
you know, in a very creepy, you know, friendly, like, oh, I think you might be mistaken, it's private property. We won't say, you know, that very fake, friendly sense. And there aren't very many young men on the island, but there are, very many young women.
Mm-hmm. A lot of young women and a lot of old men.
Yeah, which is in itself a, like, subtly creepy thing, you know.
Totally.
Very beautiful, very beautiful girls. A lot of nudity in the movie.
So much nudity.
that just sort of comes at you, and it has such a creepy, strange tone to the movie. The editing's very interesting, too.
Yeah. It was kind of... I thought some of it was very Hitchcock. Like,
yeah, I was saying the same thing.
Close-up, you know, tight shots of people's faces at very opportune moments when something weird is going on. And I also thought it reminded me of David Lynch, where...
Yeah.
Some of the...
Animal masks and... paganist things,
At the beginning of it, it's... He walks into, so the sergeant, after the first couple of people who he's trying to ask about this girl, it's getting him nowhere. He goes into this bar, and in the bar, he's asking about dinner, and the bartender is, again, very fake-friendly to him, and all the men in the bar are singing old, you know, what sound like Irish songs or some... Folk songs of some kind. And then the music stops, and they realize he's in the bar. They all kind of confront him and are fake jovial to him. And then the bartender's daughter comes out, and the bartender's daughter is gorgeous. This, like, drop-dead beautiful...
off-puttingly beautiful...
Like, blonde-haired...
Famous Swedish actress.
Yeah, she's beautiful. So anyway, so this woman comes out. She's drop-dead gorgeous. And then... All the men start singing about fucking her. They start singing this song, and you're taken in by this song, by this woman kind of allowing them and laughing and dancing with all the men who are talking about fucking her, and then it's almost a musical.
Lord's daughter, you'll never love another. She's not the kind of girl to take home to your mother.
At that point...
The movie is, really, it is a musical. I looked it up, I think there's 13 songs. There's so many songs. It's almost wall-to-wall people singing and, like, pre-recorded music. And people, you know, they'll just cut to music at different... There's so many songs in this movie.
So then I wanted to ask you...
Creepy musical. I've never seen a horror musical that was not, like, a comedy horror thing.
No, this is definitely, like... A musical and creepy and off-putting and weird.
That there's basically an orgy happening in the town, out in the middle of everywhere in the town.
Well, and seemingly it would be because he's kind of shamed, right? Because he's Christian. He even states later, he's like, you live in a Christian country, and these people are pagan, and they believe in a lot of gods, right? And so, and he's like, no, there's one God, and he also is a virgin. And this is the point where we find out he's a virgin. Because she offers him sex in the scene right after this, where he's laying in bed. Also a really strange scene.
The dancing through the wall scene?
Yes.
Yeah, I've learned, yes.
Love's a feather. I'll catch a rainbow from the sky.
And then,
again, musical, someone singing in a different room is singing a song, and then we hear that over her in one room dancing against, I found out through Wikipedia, is they're one of the two body doubles in the movie.
Whoa!
Not the same woman, so there's, but you really can't tell. There's, again, like ridiculous looking woman. Just like
gorgeous.
So they're just like finding these women that look like this. It's insane. And then he's on the other side of the wall and we're hearing the music all throughout. It's a very bizarre sequence.
Please come.
There's a moment toward the end where he's put a different costume on so that he can participate in the ritual in a mask and try and find out if the girl is part of the ritual. And it is at that moment that I knew that it was him, that he was the target.
And a lot of that's from seeing maybe movies since this movie as well. So
totally, And it certainly that is probably like how this has had the influence there, which is interesting.
But I did think it was a smart movie. Like, even the costume he puts on is the fool costume, which is, like, a nice little touch. They are being thoughtful about how they're going about doing it. So many nice little elements that just seem to come together so well in the movie. It's really hard to explain why it's so interesting to watch, why it's so good. But just it's just the atmosphere. Like I was saying, just the little things of little tiny differences in the way it's edited and, you know, and certainly the way certain things are shot and and the production design on it, really nice. I thought the lead actor was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It was not an easy role to do. Like, he's got to basically just be indignant the whole movie of, like, you people.
Totally. And, like, angry without doing anger the same way every time. Yeah. Which he did well, I thought.
He's a righteous righteous indignation, but in a thousand shades of... and he still has to come across likable, you know, and after a while, you know, you could grow tired of that.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to our trivia. Sure. Here, I've got four trivia questions. Okay. My first one is, he goes to a graveyard, Sergeant Howie goes to a graveyard at some point in this movie, and where he comes across a woman who is feeding a baby on her breast, and she's holding an egg. But he looks at a gravestone.
A lot of wacky stuff going on.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarro.
Yeah.
And he looks at a gravestone, and the gravestone says, "Here lies Beach Buchanan, protected by what?"
I do not remember. I do remember that scene.
The rest of this is, "Here lies Beach Buchanan, protected by the ejaculation of serpents."
Oh, wow. I can't believe I didn't remember that one.
Yeah. Which I thought was pretty great.
They go all the way. It's a very sexed up culture.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Alright, next one. What if you were on this island and you had a sore throat, what cures your sore throat?
Oh. Yeah, man, how did this not come up either? One of the weirdest moments, there's so many weird little moments that are not directly related to the plot, which are just wonderful little just creepy-ass moments. A toad in the mouth. Holding a toad in your mouth.
Yeah, do you swallow it?
No, you spit it back out.
Yeah, and then you get a sweet.
And you get a sweet for being a good little girl, like taking your medicine, putting your toad in your mouth.
All right, two more questions.
Yep.
What is the name of the book that this movie is based on? Do you know?
The Rituals.
It is.
The Ritual.
Called Ritual.
Ritual.
Ritual, yep.
Oh, yeah?
Written by a man named David Pinner, and then he actually originally wrote Ritual as a screenplay, and then it was declined, or like he couldn't sell it.
No.
So his agent told him to rewrite it as a novel, and then the novel was picked up and rewritten by somebody else as a screenplay, which I thought was a fun bit of trivia. All right, the last question. In this pagan culture, and in their, especially their final ritual, what animal represents knowledge? Do you remember? They have like an old man that grabs his costume. And is like, "I'm this of knowledge."
Oh, It's something real stupid.
Yeah.
It's weird. It was like not like an oyster or something. It was something. Uh-huh. It was something ridiculous though.
Mm-hmm.
It was. I feel like it wasn't a mammal. It was like an octopus or something stupid, like, or an eel or something. Was it an eel?
It was a salmon.
A salmon. That's it.
Salmon.
It was a sea creature of some kind.
Yeah.
Very funny little moment that happened.
So
yeah.
Weird.
And you see him and he changed.
Yeah,
yeah, I
and
love
he
that.
He has his like weird mask to go march.
And it's like nobody else said anything. Like that. Nobody like he's just so proud of like.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the salmon of knowledge.
Yeah.
Very wonderful. I have two trivia questions real quick.
Okay.
One, in the Maypole song, which is catchy as hell,
mm-hmm.
and like a fun little number,
yeah.
We found that there was a tree that had a seed, the seed,
yeah.
the, you
the,
know.
The girl and the man
yeah.
lay on the bed.
Yeah, so to get us there, yeah, the tree, there was a limb. On the limb, there was a branch. On the branch, there was a nest. Nest, there was an egg. Basically, an egg came from a bird. What are the next two steps? Where'd the bird go?
The bird has a feather, and the feather makes a bed.
That's right.
That the girl and the man lay on
oh, yeah.
together.
There was a girl. On the girl, there was a man.
Yeah.
And the man, there was a seed.
Yeah.
And can we talk about this for the...
Yes.
And from the seed, there was a boy.
Yeah.
This is why I love this one. From the boy, there was a man. That's like an interesting
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
And from that man, there was a grave, because that's what men make.
Uh-huh.
When you think about it, and with that grave grew a tree.
There was a limb, and on that limb there was a branch, and on that branch there was a nest, and in that nest there was an egg, and in that egg there was a bird, from that bird a feather came, and all that feather was a bed.
Oh, I have another question real quick.
Okay, great.
Last one, this is about the production, this for me, it was...
Ooh.
This movie was originally the back half of a double feature when it was released with one of the other great, maybe this the other, if these are like number one and number two, like British horror films of all time. What was the movie?
Ooh. You know, oh my gosh.
And I almost asked to do this one for the podcast instead, but I thought, no, let's watch one that I haven't seen.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and guess because I actually don't know if this is a British horror film or not, but Rosemary's Baby? Was that it?
Incorrect.
Okay.
No, but that...
Isn't it a British
Rosemary's
horror
film? Baby was a few years earlier.
Okay.
And it's an American production.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, this is a... But good guess.
Yeah.
It's like, that would be a good... That would make a good double feature.
Yeah.
For sure.
These
you know,
two,
the
because
pagan,
they're both culty.
You know, culty,
yeah.
yeah, like strange ritual things.
Yeah.
That one case, Satanism. This was Don't Look Now.
So, let me ask you two questions.
Yep.
A, would you recommend this movie to someone else?
And oh, definitely.
You definitely would. And B, if you had... you don't have stars. You have 10-something. What's your rating system?
What would my
yeah,
rating
like,
system
what
be?
What would your rating system be?
Like, in this case, like 10 dead rabbits or
10
something?
10 dead rabbits.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how many dead rabbits would you give this
How many
movie?
Dead rabbits? And so we're saying like, 10 being the best dead rabbits.
Yeah, yeah.
The best amount
10
of dead
being,
rabbits
10 being, yeah, 10 dead rabbits being like, or it's March hares. It's not
oh,
a rabbit. It's
oh,
not
yeah,
a simple
it's
rabbit.
A hare, right?
Yeah, it's a March hare.
Which is different.
So, mm-hmm.
And I know that you know that. Yeah. They are different. Okay.
Okay, so
yeah,
how many
so
dead
I
March
guess,
hares?
Ooh, having only seen it once, I'd say maybe... Seven and a half.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we want a little gore in there. And,
yeah.
I want to split that last hair in half.
That's pretty good.
That's splitting hairs.
Splitting hairs.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for coming
Thank you so much
on.
For having me. I'm really excited to get to do this.
Me
and,
too.
Here. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and I got to finally, give me a good excuse to finally watch a movie that I've been planning on watching forever.
Of course.
I
thank
always do
you.
That. The surest way to make sure I won't watch a movie is to put it in my Netflix queue or something like that. You know? So I'll always,
great.
And it makes it feel like homework instead, so
yeah,
I won't watch it anymore. But so I'm really glad I get to watch it, and I had a good time.